This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Friday, October 17th. I'm Erin Malsbury. The company looking to put a battery energy storage facility in southern Santa Cruz County presented plans to the Watsonville City Council this week. New Leaf Energy Project developer Max Christian addressed safety concerns.
The fire that happened at the Moss Landing facility in January this year was a complete failure and should never happen again.
He said that system would not have been permitted after 2022. And last week, Governor Gavin Newsom signed a bill from Central Coast State Senator John Laird that further strengthens safety standards. The County Board of Supervisors will vote on a battery storage plant ordinance on November 18th. New Leaf Energy is seeking county approval, but if that fails, it could pivot to a state permitting pathway instead. The beachside city of Marina is turning 50. KAZU's Dolores Marquez has more.
It became a city on November 5, 1975, following a Fort Ord redevelopment project. Marina Mayor Bruce Delgado says this small coastal community is a growing and thriving Monterey Bay city.
Well, it's one of the most diverse cities in the country, and it's one of the most humble. I think those two things are tied together. Pretty much everyone feels safe in Marina. You know, no matter their religion or color or political views, or everyone's welcome in Marina and everyone's accepted.
The city plans to honor this milestone with a community party on Saturday featuring music, food, and other vendors and family-friendly activities. Dolores Marquez, KACU News.
That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.